Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, the daf for Erev Pesach Tavshin Ayin Dalid is Tesvav in Meseches Beitza, 629th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up four lines from the top on Tesvav and Aleph, where we had left off discussing the halachos of Klayim, which had come up in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah had discussed the viability of sending a garment that was of Klayim to one's friend on Yom Tov. We're then going to discuss the prohibition of sending the hobnailed sandal, as well as sending a shoe that is not ready for Yom Tov. And finally, we're going to conclude the first parak of Beitza with the sordid halachas about sending things before and on Yom Tov. We're going to conclude the parak with a line. Rov listim Yisrael nunu, the majority of robbers, of thieves, are Jews. And that's going to conclude Perek Rishon. We're going to begin Perek Sheni, and all of Tesvav Lamabez is going to be discussing today, Erev Yom Tov. However, it will be discussing a particular component of Erev Yom Tov, and that is an instance when there is a requirement to make an Erev Tavshilin. And the subject of Tesvav Lamabez is going to be Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, begin four lines from the top. Amar Rava, Hani Tzriri Dipshiti. Rava says, these garments of Klayim that are used to store money, where the money wears down the beged, that the beged itself does not serve to warm the person. According to the Gemara over here, whatever warms the person, by definition, is going to be considered a beged. Ein ben mishum Klayim. Then there isn't a prohibition of Klayim. However, when it comes to divazroni, when what you have inside of the money bag is seeds, so then in such a case, the seeds do not wear down the garment, and that garment, even that money bag, warms you up, and therefore is going to be an isser of klayim. Ravashi amar echadzeh v'echadzeh, ein b'em shum klayim l'fi she'ein derechimun b'kach. Ravashi disagrees and says that the prohibition of klayim is going to be defined by those things that are normal for a person to warm themselves up with. But if it warms a person up, but it's not their intention and it's not normal, emphasis here is on normal, it's not normal for them to warm themselves up in such a manner, then it's not considered a garment for klayim, and therefore, even when it comes to the garment bag, that's the money bag, that's not going to be worn out because it has roim inside, nevertheless, there is no isser of klayim. This concludes the discussion of the sugya of klayim. Actually, our tosfosin over here are some of those most important tosfos in regards to hilchos klayim, but because in our daf we don't do the tosfosin that are germane to the most important topics of our mesechta, you should mark it off, though, that Emir Tzeshem, particularly maybe when we do the Daf Yomi and Yerushalmi together, that these tosfosin are important in Hilchos Klayim. We learned in our Mishnah in regards to sending objects that one is not allowed to send a hobnailed sandal. Avalo sandal hamasumer. Sandal hamasumer, my time alo, says the Gemara. What's the reason it's problematic? Mishum maisa shahoya, because of the event that took place. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach describes a awful event that had taken place. Awfulness of a stampede, that people thought that the Romans were coming when they were hiding away, and there was a stampede, and because a hobnailed sandal that had sharp parts to it, there were many people that were killed in that stampede. Sandal Masuba, my time, Elo Digmar says, because of that Maisa that happened. Amar Abayo, Sandal Masuba, Asulinalo, Umutulu Taltalo. The Sandal Masuba, it's prohibited to wear it as a sign of mourning about what had happened. However, it's not aser betiltel. Also, in alo mishumaisa shoyim mutu taltel mediktani ein mishalchin. It says that you're not allowed to send in our mission. Dis al kadaita chosel taltel hashul tutule aser mishalchin miboi. If it would be prohibited to touch, to move, then it would be prohibited, of course, to send. Must be that's permissible to move, and therefore the Mishnah needs to teach us that it's usher to send. V'lo minol she'eino tafur. We learned in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to send a shoe that has not been tied together. The obvious rationale for it is that there is no reason to be matriach on Yom Tov to send a shoe that's not wearable. A shoe that's wearable, so I'm sending it to you so you could wear it for Yom Tov. But if it's not been sewn, you can't sew it together, so it has no purpose. Pshita asks the Gemara. That's obvious. Lo nitzricha da'afagav denakit Besichi. The chiddush over here is that it already has, according to the second pshat of Rashi, some stitching in the front and in the back and on the sides, or according to another pshat in Rashi, there were slabs of wood that were attaching it together. So even though it's not entirely complete, yet at the same time, it could be it's minimally functional. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is minimally functional is not enough. Rabbi Yehuda prohibited in our Mishnah a white shoe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aflo Minol Lavan. Because in those days, they didn't wear white sneakers. They would only wear black shoes. I'm not commenting on what's appropriate for a yeshiva bacher to play basketball in. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda said that in those days it was prohibited because it was not common to wear a white shoe. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shachar v'osur b'lovam epnei shetzarech beitzas hagir. Because it needs this earth from the ground that they would use to darken the leather. Rabbi Yossi Yisar b'shachar. Rabbi Yossi said that even if it's black, there are times that's still not complete. Because it needs to undergo polishing. There was no machlokis, different places, different styles. In Bzara Lisachas, in Rabbi Yehuda's land, the way they used to make the shoe, is that the leather, of course, has two sides of it. One was the hide with the hair on the top, and the other was the side of the hide that was closer to the meat. In Rabbi Yehuda's land, the way they used to make the shoe is the part of the leather that was on the inside of the animal, that was facing the bottom. So then in such a case, they did not need to polish the leather. It was already processed enough. Ba'asri demar, however, by Rabbi Yossi, Bisra Le'el, actually the leather had the meat side facing up, and that required polishing. Zaklal, we learned in our Mishnah Koshni Usam Boy B'Yomtiv. Anything that you could benefit from on Yomtiv that's already ready to go, says Rashi. Shumasuchan Kol Tzarcha B'Yomtiv, you're allowed to send. Now the Gemara gives examples of Amoraim that used to send certain things. Rav Sheshes Sharulu LaRabbanon Lishture Tfilin B'Yomtova. Rav Sheshes allowed Chachamim to send Tfilin on Yomtiv. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked him. But we learned Koshin Yusam Biyomtiv Mishalchin Oisai. Whatever you use on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send. But what you're not allowed to use in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to send in tefillin, we don't wear on Yom Tov. Hachi Kamer. Koshin Yusam Bo Bechol Mishalchin Oisai Biyomtiv. Anything that is entirely ready, entirely complete, even if you'll only use it during the weekday, you're allowed to send. Dagos Hashri over here in our Sugya makes a fascinating point, which has implications for the big issue of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that is that our Gemara is assuming that you would put the tefillin on during the week. Isn't our Gemara allowing you to prepare for non-Yom Tov time? What is the teretz of Agos HaShri? It must be, he says, that you're putting on the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because otherwise it would be prohibited to send it, because it's not Letzorech HaMoed. Anything that is Letzorech HaMoed that brings Simchas Yom Tov, and the post can point out that sending tefillin brings Simchas Yom Tov for the person to receive it on Yom Tov itself, would be permissible. Hence, it seems from our sugya that they put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. This is alluded to by Tosis and Erevin on Sadi Vav Amud Aleph as well. Either way, it's the halacha is that it's permissible to send the tefillin on Yom Tov, because it's considered Simchas Yom Tov and Letzarech HaChag. Now Abaye says that once he's talking about Hilchas Tefillin, he will teach us another halacha. Amar Abaye Tefillin Hol V'Asul Yada. Now that we've started to discuss Tefillin, name Abu Milsa. I'll tell you a halacha in regards to someone who's wearing Tefillin on late Friday afternoon. Hayababa Derechu Tefillin Berosha. Here we see, like our great Rebbe, Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, for many, many years, wore tefillin most of the day. I always say that was only when I was zocha to come to Old City that I really internalized the idea that wearing tefillin is not a function of davening. It's a mitzvah to wear tefillin during the day. He was going on the way and there were tefillin on his head. And the sun set on Friday afternoon. He puts his hand on top of it until he reaches his house, and more particularly, Ad Shemigia LeBayis HaSamach L'Choma, until he reaches the first house that's closest to the wall of the city, in order to immediately take it off, because Shabbos is not a time of tefillin. Similarly, Hayyoshu Beisat Medrash, if he was sitting and learning with Philim Barash Vikishal of Yom, Miniach Yodol Alein Achimigil Beisa, then he's able to go home because it's his city, and he puts his hand on top of it. Masa Ravuna Braid Ravika, Ravuna's son Ravika asked, Hayyababa Derechut Philim Barash Vikishal of Yom. If this took place, Miniach Yodol Alein Achimigil Beisa Samachachom, he repeats what Abaye had taught, Hayyoshu Beisat Medrash Vikishal of Yom, Miniach Yodol Alein. But here, he recounts it differently. And that is that when he realizes Friday afternoon that it's Shabbos, and he's sitting learning the Beis Medrash, he doesn't go home, but rather the closest house to the Beis Medrash. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Ha de Mintura, Ha de La Mintura. When it says that you, like Rav Huna had taught, that you go to the closest house, that's when it's appropriately guarded, that the tefillin will be appropriately kept in its kedusha over there. However, if there aren't houses like that, then he should take it home. Period. Asks the Gemara, Mayur Yabarosho, Afilu Michtin Ba'aranami. Why do we say that this halacha applies to someone who's wearing tefillin on his head? Even if he finds a tefillin on the ground. Dahatanam, we learned, Hamotzi tefillin Machnisin Zugzug. Masecha Shabbos, we learn, based on the Mishnah in Erevin, that one is allowed to bring in one pair of tefillin at a time. Answer Gemara, Lo kasha, ha demintura machmas ganve, umachmas kalve, ha demintura machmas kalve, velo mintura machmas ganve. If you have an instance where the area where the tefillin are is an area that's guarded from dogs, but not from ganovim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring it in mizug lezug. You're not allowed to bring them in one at a time, even though the Mishnah says that you're allowed to, because the Mishnah was talking about where there are ganvi, that there are who will get to it, as well as dogs that will get to it. Abaye's chidush is that if you're wearing it, so then even if the area is protected from dogs, but not protected from ganavim, you're allowed to bring it in as well. Mao de Sema, I would have thought Rov Listim Yisrael Ninu Velo Mizalzli Buhu. A fascinating irony that since most people who steal are Jews, and there are people who would not be mezalzel with the tefillin, kamash malon, nevertheless, Abaye comes to tell us that you could still bring them in as long as you're already wearing them. Once you're already wearing them, then we are more lenient. Hadron alach perek beitza. Baruch Hashem, we've been zocha to finish the first perek in Maseches Beitza, and we're now ready to begin the second perek of Hilchas Erev Tavshilin and Hilchas Erev Yomtev. Says the Mishnah on the top of Tes Vav Amabez Yomtev Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. Yomtev that falls out on Erev Shabbos lo yivashel betchila mi Yomtev l'Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to cook from Yomtev towards Shabbos. Amal v'mashel hu liyomtev. But you're allowed to cook for that day, the heter of Ochel Nefesh, that we've been discussing already in our perek. Vim hoser hoser l'Shabbos. And if there is food that's left over, then that would be acceptable to use on Shabbos. Now the Gemara introduces the concept of Erev Tavshilin. Va'oise Tavshil may Erev Yomtev. Rashi adds, L'shem Erev. If a person has an intention to make an Erev Tavshilin, of course we're going to have to explain how it works. Fra'an Erev Yomtev. V'somech Olav L'Shabbos. And he's allowed to rely on it for Shabbos, and that is what allows him to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Beishamai Yomrim Shnei Tavshilin. Beishamai says that the Erev Tavshilin has to be two cooked items. Ubeis Hillel Yomrim Tavshil Echon. And Beis Hillel says that if it's one Tavshil, that suffices. Vishavin, and they both agree. Bedagu Beitza, if we're talking about fish or eggs, Shalei and Sha'alav Shehein Shnei Tavshilin. They agree that that is considered like two tavshil. Achlu, what happens if the Erev Tavshilin is eaten? Before Rashi explains, before you finish your preparation for Shabbos, Osha Ibeid, or is destroyed, Lo Yivashel of Bitchila. Then you're not allowed to start cooking anything more for Shabbos, because the Erev Tavshilin is no longer around. V'mshir Mimenu Kolshu. But if a little bit of the Erev Tavshilin is left, even though a significant amount of it has been eaten, According to some, the kolshu might not be the smallest amount, but might be the size of a kezayis. Soymech alav l'shabbos, you could still continue cooking for Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, this concept of Erev Tavshilin, if you prepare something on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, and without it, you cannot cook for Shabbos, what's this entirely based on? Rashi explains that this is not that the Gemara is searching for a source, Minat Torah, because the halach of Erev Tavshilin is only Midrabanan, but rather the Gemara nevertheless is asking what's the source. Amar Shmuel, Amar Kroz, Zacharis, Yom HaShabbos, Lekotshev. Zachreyu, Me'achar, Shabol HaShkicho. Remember Shabbos, there is a particular requirement to remember Shabbos when Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, because you might not prepare for Shabbos appropriately because you'll entirely be focusing on Yom Tov. Rashi explains that once one designates the Erev Tavshilin, so then that shows that you're thinking about Shabbos already from Erev Yom Tov. According to most Mefarshim, now the Gemara is saying, okay, you found an Asmachta, but my time, what was the real reason that Chazal made the Takana of Erev Tavshilin? We see that you're supposed to remember Shabbos, but why did they make the Takana specifically of Erev Tavshilin? Amar Rava, Kedei Sheyivra Mana Yafel LeShabbos U'Mana Yafel Yom Tov. So that a person chooses both something nice to eat for Shabbos, as well as something for Yom Tov. Rashi explains the emphasis over here is that he designates something special for Shabbos and not just for Yom Tov. Ravashi Yomer Kedei Sheyomru Ein Oifim Miyom Tov LeShabbos. That you, in order to teach us that you're not allowed to cook or bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos. In other words, Rashi explains that it wasn't something that was done l'kavod Shabbos, but rather it was done l'kavod Yom Tov. That according to Ravashi, the motivation for Erev Tavshilin is that people are going to spend Yom Tov time cooking for Shabbos. Notice the difference as the Rishonim and Achronim develop. Rav Ashi and Rava are focusing on two different things. Rava is concerned that Shabbos is not going to get the appropriate attention. Rav Ashi is concerned that people will end up cooking on Yom Tov and forgetting about Shabbos. So again, let's see Rav Ashi inside. Rav Ashi in the second wide line, Tetzvav and Beis. Rav Ashi Yomek Kedei Sheyomru, in order that they should say, Ein Ofim Yom Tov LeShabbos, that you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov Shabbos. You've got to prepare beforehand. Kav L'chomer Yom Tov L'chol. And that will also teach people not to cook from Yom Tov for the weekday. Period. It's not. Oysa Tavshul Me'erev Yom Tov V'Soy Mecholov LeShabbos. We learned in our Mishnah, you make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, and with that, you're able to cook for Shabbos. Bishleim l'Rav Ashi, Dama Kadesh Yomru, Ein Ofim Yom Tov L'Shabbos, Hainu Dimei Erev Yom Tov, In B'Yom Tov Lo. For Rav Ashi could deduce something beautiful from the language of our Mishnah. You have to designate already on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos. Elo l'Rava, but according to Rava, the concern is that Shabbos is not going to get its appropriate kavod. May Irinya Me Erev Yom Tov. Why do you have to do it already Erev Yom Tov? Afilu B'Yom Tov Nami. You could also do the preparation on Yom Tov itself for Shabbos. Why did our Mishnah say that you have to set up the Erev Tavshilin, which is, of course, halacha lemaisa, that the Erev Tavshilin has to be set up on Erev Yom Tov? Answers the Gemara, Einach Hanami. Yes, it's true. El Gzeira, but we have Gzeira Shema Yipasha, that we're afraid that people will be negligent. If people are going to forget to do it on Erev Yom Tov, then on Yom Tov itself, we're afraid that they're going to forget also. Period. Vitano Maisi Le Mehacha. And there are some people who found a different source. Rashi explains that this is the derech of the Talmud, that different Amoraim find different sources from the Psukim and from sometimes other Koros to support the traditions that we have. The Tana Maisilei Me'ocha, there's a Tana that found another source. We learn in the Pasuk, in regards to preparing for Shabbos with the Ma'an, Eis Asher Te'ofu, Ofu Eis Asher Te'vashelu Bashelu. Do your preparations before Shabbos. Mikan Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ein Ofen Ela Al Ofui, Ve'em Evashlin Ela Al Amavushol. When you bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you should only bake and cook if you've already done it beforehand. Mikan Sarchu Chachamim, Le'eruvei Tavshilin Min HaTorah. This is an Asmachta for Erev Tavshilin. Ultimately, in terms of the basic approach, the halacha and the poskim, we follow the opinion of Rav Ashi that the reason for the Erev Tavshilin is that people should not be mezalzel for on Yom Tov to cook for Shabbos, and therefore we begin already on Erev Yom Tov to show that the process has already begun beforehand, and we're not just using Yom Tov as a stepping stool towards Shabbos. If today was not Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, we would be Ma'arich in the Halacha from the Daily Daf, which we'll probably do later on in Hilchos Erev Tavshilin, where the Rosh and the Karben Nisanel develop different nafkaminas between Ravashi and Rava. But let's continue on. Tan Rabban Maisa B'Rabbi Eliezer, Shayyeshiv Darish Kol Yom Kulay, Bilchos Yom Tov. This is a well-known, beautiful Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer was sitting in learning with his Talmidim the whole day, Hilchos Yom Tov. Yatsa Kat Rishana, the first group went out. Amar Halalu Bali Pitasim. Rabbi Eliezer was critical of them for leaving learning with him. These are people who have large barrels. They prepared large barrels and they don't want to spend too much time learning. They want to be enjoying Yom Tov. Kachni, a second group left. Amar Halalu Bale Chavios. These are the ones of average barrels. Kachlishis, a third group left. Amar Halalu Bale Kadin. They're people who drink from smaller jugs. Kat Revius, a fourth group came. Omar, he said, Halalu Bali Laginin. These are people who drink from even smaller jugs, cans. Kat Chamishis, Omar, Halalu Bali Kosas. These are people who drink from cups. Hischilu Kat Shishis Latzeis. And when the sixth group left, Omar, Halalu Bali Me'era. These ones should be cursed. Why being so harsh on the sixth group? Because by the time that they were leaving, they were making the Beis Medrash empty, the Mefarshim explained. And this, Rabbi Eliezer was upset about. Nasanena b'talmidim, hischilu pneim mishtanin. The Talmidim were very embarrassed. Amar lehem banai lo lechem ani omer. I'm not being critical about you. Elu lahalolu sheyotzim, but of those who have left. Sheminichim chaye olam va'oskim b'chaye shah. That they're leaving the life of eternity of Talmud Torah, and they're enjoying this world. B'shas piti rasam, where Rabbi Eliezer ultimately finished this year, Amr lehem, then he gave them a bracha to enjoy the day. Lichu ichlu mashmanim, the pasuk in Nehemiah referring to Yom Tov, that Nehemiah tells the people to go and enjoy the fat, ushsu mamtakim, v'shilchu manos lein nacholo, send gifts to those who don't have, for Yom Tov, ki kadosh hayom ladoinenu v'al teyotzevu, ki ched v'as Hashem, hi me'uzchem. Rejoicing with Hashem is your strength. In one of the 10-minute mussars we've discussed, this is particularly Rosh Hashanah, and why an enjoyment in Gashmias is the strength of Klal Yisrael. Amar Mar. Mar questioned, what did Rabbi Eliezer mean? Sheminichim b'chai olam v'oskim b'chai yishov, v'simchas Yom Tov mitzvah hi. Isn't Simchas Yom Tov a mitzvah? So why was Rabbi Eliezer so critical? Says Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, L'tamei, Damar Simchas Yom Tov Rishus. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with his opinion that he holds that rejoicing on Yom Tov is something you can do, but it's not a chiyuv. Disanya, in a famous braisa in Psachim, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Ein loy la'adam b'yom tov, el oich oi, oich v'shoise, oi yoyshe v'shoine. The person has to choose. Either he's going to rejoice with Yom Tov in terms of the Chaye Shah, or he's going to choose to devote the entire day to Chaye Olam. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Chelkei, you divide Chetzi Lashem v'Chetzi Lachem. Notice we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's the background behind their Machlekes? Shnehem Mikra Echad Darshu. They both were arguing about the Pasuk. Same Pasuk. Kosov Echad Omer Atzeres Lashem Elkecha. One Pasuk says that Yom Tov, particularly Atzeres Yeshua, is for Hashem. V'Kosov Echad Omer Atzeres Tia Lachem. And one Pasuk says that's for you. Haketzat, Rabbi Eliezer, Savro, O Kul Hashem, O Kul Lachem. Rabbi Eliezer holds that in general it's either Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem, although the Gemara in Psachim does say that when it comes to Shavuos, so then everybody agrees that you need a Su'udah. Mefarshim explained that Shavuos is different because Shavuos is all about showing that the Torah could be actualized in our day-to-day life, even when we eat and drink. Rabbi Yeshua, Savro, Chalkeyu, Chetzio, Lashem, V'chetzil lachem. You divide it. Half of it lachem, and half of it lachem. Asks the Gemara, we put a period after lachem.
What does it mean in that pasuk of Nehemiah? Shulchu manosen gives le'ein nachon lo. Literally, it means for those who don't have right with them. Amar Chizla Misha lo inech erev tafshilin. It's referring to someone who didn't do the right thing, someone who didn't set up an erev tafshilin. Igor Damri. Others say Misha lo hayelo le'inech erev tafshilin. That only applies to someone who didn't have the opportunity to make an erev tafshilin. Then you should send them gifts. Avol Misha hayelo le'inech tafshilin le'lo inech. But someone who should have and he didn't, posheyahi. That individual is a posheya. And therefore, you should not send that person food. He should learn for next time to make the Erev Tavshilin. The pasuk concludes in Nehemiah, Ki chedvas Hashem himi uzchem, because rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become your strength. What does it mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bini levu alai, Vikidshu Kedushas Hayom. You escort me and give the day its appropriate honor and kedusha. Then minu bi and believe in me, vani poreya, and I will pay you back. In other words, if a person invests in Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back his expenses for Yom Tov. The Gemara now gives us another example where Rabbi Yochanan taught us this halacha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, haroitzi sheyiskaimu nechasav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides our needs when we do things in the right thing. If we want our nechasim to be successful, yita behen ador. Here, the suggestion is to do something specific that Rabbi Yochanan said that is an eitzah tova. And that is if he plants a tree that's called an ador. The word ador, it refers to a very choshuv tree that people notice. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, adir bamarom Hashem. Rashi explains that once he plants such a tree, everybody notices, and then they remember that it's his land. Inami adra kishmei. Others say that the reason why he should plant this ador tree is because it has exactly its meaning. Keda amri inchi, as people say, my adra dekai moludore dore, that it lasts for many generations. And that's another reason that he should plant this ador tree. So again, these are examples of Rabbi Yochanan giving us an Eitzah Tova from Chazal. Tanya nami hachi sada sheyesh ba'ador. If it has a field that has the ador, eina nigzeles, that field doesn't get stolen. The eina nechmeses, and that field is not removed by the mafia. Chamas is a forced selling. Uperoseh mishdamrin, and ultimately the fruits are sufficiently guarded. One can add in Chasidus as well that this, of course, is very reminiscent of the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Chof Tes, that Adar is a good time to get involved in business. It's probably not a coincidence that the month of Adar, as well as being Noteya, a tree that's name is Adar, my wife is a descendant of the Bnei Yisoschar, and these types of things about the meanings behind the month and the lettering and so on and so forth had great significance to him. So it probably is not a coincidence that this tree that you're supposed to plant is also called an ador tree, which is based on the pasuk according to the first pshat of Adir Bamorom Hashem. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf for Erev Pesach Tov Shinayin Dalet, Daf Tes Vav in Meseches Beitza. Bezer Hashem, an upcoming shiurim, I hope, that we'll get a halacha from the daily daf in for the halachos of Erev Tavshil. This concludes Daf Tes Vav.